McNeil. The Senate will vote today on bills that would reopen the federal government, though both are expected to fail. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The GOP and Democratic leaders are enthusiastic about their dueling bills, one that would finance President Trump's border wall and protect some immigrants.
We have before us a bill to immediately reopen the federal government.
And one that would temporarily reopen shuttered agencies to allow for border security talks.
If you're looking for a way to open up the government, this is the way.
Though neither's likely to pass, they could spur each side toward more serious compromise efforts, a day before some 800,000 federal workers miss a second paycheck as the nation's longest shutdown drags on. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the back and forth between President Trump and Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues over the wall funding, the shutdown, and the president's planned State of the Union speech. It's up in the air because of Pelosi. AP's Jackie Quinn continues our coverage.
After saying he would do an alternative event because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blocked him from delivering his State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress, President Trump has now announced that he will postpone his speech.
It's a great blotch on the incredible country that we all love. It's a great, great, horrible mark.
Fellow Republicans have also denounced Speaker Pelosi. The president's tweeted that there is no other venue that can compete with the history, tradition, and importance of the House chamber. President Trump says that he will deliver the address after the government shutdown is over, and he looks forward to giving a great speech in the near future. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And the government shutdown has now entered into its second month. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea's official news agency reports that leader Kim Jong-un is preparing for a second summit with U.S. President Trump. The report did not specify what their goals are, but Mr. Trump would like to see North Korea rid itself of nuclear weapons, while Kim wants international sanctions lifted so he can work on improving the North's economy. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence issued a message of support to Venezuelans opposing the government.
Nicolas Maduro is a dictator with no legitimate claim to power. The National Assembly is the duly elected representative of the people, and through their constitutional system, now the interim president, Juan Guaido, it represents the will of the people.
Pence spoke on Fox News' Trish Regan Primetime. Maduro, who was inaugurated on January 10th following a 2018 election widely viewed as a sham, has presided over Venezuela's spiral into its worst-ever economic crisis. France's finance minister says that Carlos Ghosn, who is fighting breach of trust and other charges in Japan, has resigned as head of Renault. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
French finance minister Bruno Le Maire has told the World Economic Forum in Davos Ghosn formally handed in his resignation to automaker Renault's temporary leadership on Wednesday evening. The board is expected to name Jean-Dominique Senard of Michelin as chairman. Ghosn, who has been detained for more than 2 months in Japan, denies Japanese accusations that he underreported income as chairman and falsified financial reports. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia showed a cruise missile system to foreign military attachés and journalists Wednesday in an attempt to disprove Washington's allegation that it violates a Cold War-era arms treaty. Reuters' Francesca Lene.
Russia has accused Washington of inventing the violation in order to exit the agreement, something that would allow the U.S. to develop its own new missiles.
We hope that the objective and technical details presented by us today, as well as our position, would step up the thinking process in the United States in order to provide another chance at dialogue to save the INF Treaty. For our part, we stand ready for such efforts. However, it should be carried out with the necessary consideration of mutual interests and concerns of both sides, and without counterproductive ultimatums. The treaty must be saved, and it is for the American side to choose.
Russia says Washington has made clear that its decision to leave the pact is final.
That's Reuters' Francesca Lene reporting. And a new study by a defense analysis company indicates there are 33% drop in global terror attacks in 2018. They say it's largely attributed to fewer fatalities in Syria. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA.